Well, it's an annual ritual. We always gather with Jason Lockenfor of CBS Sports. Good to see you again this year, Jason. The Houston Texans start at 11-1, have some struggles there in December, and then exit earlier than they would have liked in the playoffs. What do you see as mainly their biggest hurdle moving forward as far as going further?
I mean, they have the same hurdle that, look at who won the Super Bowl this year, the Ravens. You have to get by Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger and now Joe Flacco in the postseason. It's tough. I mean, the first three are going to the Hall of Fame, and the fourth one just won a Super Bowl at age 28 and is just hitting his prime. That's the difference. I mean, and that's a tough hurdle to overcome, and we've seen other teams kind of try to get there and not really succeed. There aren't that many teams that have won the Super Bowl, and there aren't that many quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl. So, no, I think really that's what it comes down to, is trying to get by one of these elite teams. They obviously couldn't get by the Patriots. That looked like a bad matchup for them. So you have to kind of start thinking, well, how do we make that a better matchup? And what do we learn from teams that have beaten them? I mean, for a long while it was Peyton Manning, and could he get over that hurdle with New England? And he did, but not the way he won. Brady got the best of him there. For Baltimore, it was always in the division, Pittsburgh. They couldn't beat Ben Roethlisberger. It took them years. I mean, it took years to find a way to beat Ben Roethlisberger. And then, can we beat Ben Roethlisberger on the road? And I think that's the reality. And you know, that they have a hell of a team there. They've built a great team. There's so much to like. I know now the expectation is Super Bowl or bust, and that's tough because there's only one team. 31 are going to be unhappy. But I think you have to continue to look at all the talent they've amassed, at the continuity there, at the way they mesh personnel and scheme. People fit. They know how to use people. They find value in the draft. So I think there's still a lot to like about the future of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, the Pollyanna point of view might say, hey, those teams eventually succeeded against those tougher perceived opponents. You know, Matt Schaub is a guy who has drawn a lot of criticism, obviously, but a lot of comparisons as well to Joe Flacco. How valid are those comparisons, do you think?
Well, I don't think he has Flacco's arm. You know, he's not 6'6". He's not as strapping as Joe. I think if you looked at some of their numbers, you could maybe compare. But, I mean, that will be the question now, is can Schaub lead a team on a long playoff run? And obviously they extended him at the beginning of last season, so he's going to be there at least for this year, another couple of years. And I guess that will be the next key determination moving forward, is do we need to upgrade? I mean, I tend to think you can. I mean, I believe that you can win a Super Bowl with Matt Schaub if you've got the right pieces around him. We'll see where they stand in that regard. We know they can run the heck out of the football. We know they have a great offensive line. Developing either through the draft or through free agency or what have you, finding complementary outlets to Andre, I think, still is probably something that they need to continue to work on. And that second outside guy, or maybe even a real dervish in the slot, something to give them another look. Because now, you know that even though you double him, you can't always stop him. You're going to bracket him, and you're going to bracket the tight end. And in big games, you're going to force somebody else to beat you. And we've seen Arian in the screen game kind of be that other guy. But even then, he has so many touches in him already. I'm sure they're going to look at this and say, we've got to find one more element to this offense. And when we have that, then maybe we'll make a determination. We'll know what Schaub is for sure. And at this point, you can be very good, but it's all about winning a Super Bowl. So everything there is going to have to be about is – and not just with him, with everything they do moving forward, is this a piece that helps us win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, based purely on the Sunday morning times by these wide receivers at the Combine, there's some fast guys, there's some playmakers there. Do you like that crop of wideouts as a possibility for helping Schaub and the Texans out?
Yeah, I think you have to. I think they'll spend a lot of time evaluating that position and trying to find the right guy. Now, it's tough. When you win every year, you start to find you're picking lower and lower and lower. So you're at the mercy of, you know, what 25 other teams are doing in front of you. But we've also seen now the ability to move up because these players aren't costing anything anymore, and because people are willing to trade down all the way from 2 and 3 through the mid, you know, through the middle of the first round. So I think there'll be enough maneuverability that if there is a guy who they target, that they'll be able to move up and get him if need be. And if these kids are falling, move back if need be and maybe get value. But yeah, that has to be a position I think they would look at.
Jason Lockenfor of CBS Sports, always fun talking with you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.